A two-day emergency summit called by President Clinton to revive the Middle East peace process ended today with little progress. Palestinians and Israelis have agreed to continue talking about the issues that divide them. No substantive issues were resolved, no compromises were reached. But President Clinton, who had invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to the White House, says the fact the two leaders talked face to face was a positive development. NPR's Marla Eisen reports.
The White House had defined the criteria for a successful summit as modestly as it could, and today the president announced that the summit had met his minimal expectations to get the two parties to begin rebuilding the trust that had been missing between them and to recommit themselves to ending the violence. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat had barely been on speaking terms when they arrived in Washington, but after spending time in the Oval Office with the President of the United States, they agreed that round-the-clock negotiations would resume on Sunday at Erez on the border between Israel and Gaza.
I would say that the problems that exploded last week in violence, that the problems are still there, the differences are still there. But I believe there is a higher level of understanding and a higher level of trust that existed before these talks began. They were not able to resolve their differences here, but to be fair, when we came together, there were no advance guarantees that there would be large-scale substantive negotiations.
This outcome represents a victory for Netanyahu. On his way to Washington, he proposed just such round-the-clock negotiations to discuss the previously promised Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank town of Hebron. Yasser Arafat, on the other hand, had hoped the U.S. would put pressure on Israel to agree to concessions, such as closing the archaeological tunnel that had provoked the violence or setting a date for ending the Hebron negotiations. But as President Clinton admitted this afternoon, that did not happen.
There was no specific date set, but I think it's important to point out that what they did agree to do was to start immediately on a full-time basis with a priority on speed and a priority on Hebron. That this is the first negotiations that these parties have undertaken since Mr. Netanyahu became prime minister that have been on a full-time, in effect, permanent basis. And I am convinced that both sides want the quickest possible resolution.
On Sunday, when the round-the-clock negotiations begin, they will occur only at the sub-ministerial level. President Clinton said he would send his special Middle East coordinator, Dennis Ross, to the region, and that Ross would stay as long as necessary. The White House took pains to show that even though none of the substantive issues had been resolved, the peace process, at least for the moment, had been rescued. White House officials pointed out that both Netanyahu and Arafat had referred to each other in the meetings as partner and friend. But President Clinton sounded defensive during the news conference today. Aware that he was sending the leaders back to the Middle East with not much progress to report, he appealed to the people of the region not to give up hope.
I asked the people of the Middle East, I asked the Palestinians and others to give us a few more days to let this thing unfold. Give us a few more days to see whether these negotiations start, whether they're proceeding in good faith, whether progress can be made. I guess the message I want to send out across the Middle East is I'm convinced that this process and that these parties are in better shape in their relation to one another than they were 2 days ago. And please, please give us a chance to make this thing work in the days ahead.
President Clinton was the only leader who spoke at the White House today. Arafat and Netanyahu sat stone-faced behind him. The president said the two men had asked him to do the talking.
I'm telling you, the only reason that they asked me to do this is because you've asked me some very interesting and difficult questions, some of which would be even more difficult for them to answer than for me. So they wanted me to answer it so we wouldn't any of us say anything that would wreck what we're trying to do Sunday morning. But if they would like to come up, and since I've answered my last question, if they would like, any of them would like to come up and make a brief statement, or all of them would, I would be happy to have them make a brief statement.
But Arafat and Netanyahu refused. Netanyahu held his own press conference later where he insisted the two leaders had achieved a greater degree of trust. Arafat chose not to speak to reporters. He returned to his hotel looking grim. In the Middle East, Palestinian officials were already calling the summit a failure. At the White House, I'm Mara Liasson.